Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We have much to talk about today, including a bunch of movies, some of which I can mention, but they didn't screen for me. So I can tell you that they're opening, but I don't know anything about them. But a bunch that I have seen. And I've actually one of the better movies of the summer is coming out. Okay, I admit it's subtitled, but I'll tell you about it later. But without further ado, I want to go right to the phones because my deal is you guys come before anything else, before Day in History, before anything that's on my mind. So, Andreas, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome and hello.
Dr. Joy.
Yeah.
The voice from the American Paradise. Well, all that right. Was long before. That was long before my time.
Paradise was before you. You're not Adam or Eve. I guess you have to be Adam.
Anything but paradise. Okay. Right. But I have.
Andreas, you're fading in and out on me.
Tommy?
I said you're fading in and out on me. Are you on the cell phone?
Yes, I am. But,
okay, well, hold still. Don't pace or anything. I know you get everybody gets a little nervous when they're on the phone, but you can't move.
Yeah,
I'll lose
that's the
you.
Only phone I have.
No, it's okay with the phone. Just sit still. You're fine now. Okay, go.
Okay. All right. Question for you.
No, now you faded out again.
Yes, because I am getting my power supply plugged in.
You are getting what?
My power supply plugged in.
Okay, maybe that will help. Maybe
yes,
help.
I'm a little weak, and I will correct this within a few seconds.
Andreas, you keep fading on me. I don't, what are we going to do about this, Blake? We got any good ideas?
All
right, are you plugged in? You're okay now. Just tell me what the issue is, and we'll get the bells and whistles later, because I can hear you now. Now we lost him again.
That I am surprised. You were talking about senior citizens.
Yep.
I'm in that range, although I look younger, so I don't give you my age.
Okay.
is why we pack seniors in areas that are commonly named, certainly on our island, the project. Okay. And a lot of seniors have lived a useful life, were merchants and so on and so forth, but they have no other choice but to live in a subsidized house.
Andreas, this just isn't working. I can't hear you. I'm getting about every fourth word. I'll tell you what. Why don't you hang up? I'll start the program. You call us right back, and maybe the connection will work better. Okay?
Okay.
So just hang on.
Thank you so much.
We'll put you right back on as soon as you call. Alrighty? Do we love cell phones? Yes, for everything except talking on the phone. Alright, I will tell you my. I want to put him on as soon as he comes back. But I will tell you my my story of, and you can tell me if this has ever happened to you. It turns out I have two smoke detectors. I thought I only had one. And so it started beeping, so I dismantled it. It was still beeping. I thought, this isn't... So I called downstairs, and I said, is there a residual battery or something that goes... They said, no. So it came back up, and they said, oh, yeah, you got two. So I had to go and replace the battery, all right? So I went to a store, which will remain nameless, unless you actually ask me. And the 9-volt battery, which is a D, I think, cost $10, which I thought was kind of a lot for a battery. I bought it, and just out of curiosity, I came home, and I Googled battery, which people, if you Google battery on the Internet, you get, you know, big things to run generators or something. I'll tell you the rest of the story in a minute. All right, Andreas, let's see if we got you better this time. Do we have him or not have him? Okay, Andreas?
Yes.
Okay, much better. Let's try again. All right. You were talking about senior citizens and subsidized housing. This is so much better.
And
Blake, that was so smart. When in doubt, reboot. Okay.
I'm always wondering why, contrary to in many places in Europe, why we put the senior citizens as far away as we can. And on high-rises with 14, I'm sorry, and these are people that are, I shouldn't say well-to-do, but they, I think, deserve a place to participate in the lives of the younger people.
The community, yeah. But, you know, it's a good point.
We have done, over the years, certainly in my country that I'm coming from, where we moved the old people right in the middle of the market, and where they can participate in the daily life of what's going on.
But as opposed to having to be bused someplace.
Well, not necessarily. They have everything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying that system works much better than having to move people a long distance. Because you're right, a lot of senior citizen centers are on, maybe because the land is cheaper, but they're not in the core city. And so to get any place to get to the movies, to get grocery shopping, they quite often have transportation, but they have to be transported. And they're transported as a group, which means there's very little interaction with the community. I think your point is very well taken.
We have many, many communities where they are right in the center of the city where they can go shopping with one bag and walk to and from the store. And that's the way to do it.
I absolutely agree with you. It's a very good point. My sister actually runs, I think she's still running it, a group in San Diego called Oaks and Acorns, which doesn't do exactly what you're talking about, but takes older people, the Oaks, and puts them with elementary school kids, and sometimes preschool kids, with exactly what you're talking about. If we don't need to warehouse people, and we don't need to separate them from all the activities of the community.
We are warehousing them.
Yeah,
especially
I hear.
On the island, they are sometimes on the 15th or 14th floor, and sitting on a little balcony.
Yep.
And they have to take their garbage down by way of elevator. They don't even have these disposers of garbage that you send down in a chute. They have to schlep everything.
No, I think you have a very good point. I think what you need to do is go to the city council and say, because I can't. First of all, the population as a whole, as you know, is getting older. We boomers are the pig and the python. We're the huge group, although
I have a better chance to get an interview with God.
Yeah, but I think that's I think your point is brilliant, that the inner city, and it may be that a lot of in I was just looking at it yesterday. Where was I? Someplace, a grocery store. It's a kind of an upscale grocery store. But I was just walking by it, and they had the sign that says, luxury living. And I thought, my goodness, we've come full circle from immigrants living above the store to moving to the, moving away from the store and then moving out to the burbs. And now everybody wants to live above the store. So your point's well taken. What we want to do as we get older, presumably, is have equal access to the things that make us happy.
The only sin they committed is that they got older.
Yeah, that they stayed alive. Yeah, terrible.
And they should be part of the everyday life.
What, Andreas? I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put up on Facebook your suggestion of moving senior citizens into a core city rather than by themselves someplace. And what other suggestions do people have for helping our aging population stay healthy and vibrant?
They should not be warehouse stations.
No, I agree with you.
Living in the normal life.
All right, Andreas, stay with me, and we'll see if you got more or we finally got a good connection. Stay with me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Andreas, who's calling from Virgin Islands, and had a really good suggestion, which we've now put up, I think, on Facebook. Not his suggestion. His suggestion is remove seniors instead of putting them in high-rises on the outskirts, to put them in poor cities on so they can get downstairs by themselves and walk to the grocery store by themselves and go sit in the park and stuff like that. Kind of the old-fashioned sort of city center that we used to have, you know, living above the store. All right, you said you had something else you wanted to mention as well.
May I just add one more minute? Dr. Joy Brown.
Sure. Go ahead.
We, in our young years, my wife had to work for the first 3 or 4 years and so on, and we never, ever had a babysitter problem. We had elderly, retired people in walking distance, two houses, three, four, five houses down. They have never spent a day in daycare. They were always with the family.
That was my question. Were they family members or adopted family members?
No. They were just neighbors.
Okay. Well, you know, you bring up a good point, although I don't know if mine's counterintuitive or not. When my daughter was young, we lived in Boston, and all of my family was in Denver, and all of his family was in New Mexico, so they were very far away. And our next-door neighbors, the whole town kind of adopted. They adopted all of us. They adopted me. They adopted her. And I don't think we used them so much for babysitters, but we used them as grandparents. And we would spend holidays when we couldn't get home. And it was a great experience.
Yeah, I used babysitter for the next work. But I tell you what, there was not one moment whether we went on vacation or I had to go out of town and so on. There was always a neighbor there.
Well, mine wasn't. My kid was, because I worked, as it sounds like you do as well. But, I think you're right that we know statistically that people stay alive longer when they have something to do.
Okay.
So I agree with you.
That's all.
Great.
I wanted to contribute.
Well, I'm glad we got your phone in better shape so I could actually hear what you wanted to say.
You have got it.
All right.
Thanks. I think I made my point.
I think you did. Thank you. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, so I'm back to my battery story for a minute. All right, so needed a battery, went and bought one, $10 for, which I thought was, I expected it to be three or four. But, you know, you need the battery, you need a smoke detector, so all right, I got a battery. So then I came home just out of curiosity, as I said, and checked out the internet. Now, then the first experience was finding, they were selling, batteries for, commercial size batteries and big, which isn't what I wanted. So then I went to where everybody goes, right? Amazon. You can get 10 of these or 6 of these batteries. It's either 6 or 8 for $9. Same battery. They're guaranteed for 5 years. And so let me tell you, I didn't unwrap the other one. It's going back. Can you believe that the difference in markup on that? It's the same battery.
That's crazy.
$10 as opposed to, like, it's either 6 or 8 for $10. So I loaded up on batteries. Because, I can't believe my building doesn't include batteries, which seems to me unsafe. If somebody's battery goes out, expecting them to replace it, I suppose, is not unreasonable. But, for the sake of all of us, for the sake of safety, they should, I was going to say, what does the battery cost? The answer is $10. Maybe what I should do, if this psychology thing doesn't work out for me, I've just figured out a new.
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to buy batteries from Amazon for six for ten for $10 and sell them for $5 a piece and
powered
still make a killing. There you go. Right, we call them Joy's Energy. I can be the Ever Ready Bunny? No, the Energizer Bunny.
There
I think they're Energizer. Think
yep, Energizer Bunny.
Yeah. All right. 855. I just thought, this is one of those things I've done this once before. I tend not to do it. I just think that this is kind of a bully pulpit, which is why I mentioned the place that you could get them very conveniently and inexpensively. And didn't mention the one that I'm mad at. But they're a couple of years ago when the Hershey store opened in Times Square. It was a big deal because we know me and chocolate. And I was taking somebody to the theater, and they said, come on, I'm going to buy you some chocolate. And we went in, and they had the big dark chocolate, whatever it is, and it was like $5 or $6. And I said, that's ridiculous. I was just in Duane Reade, and they have the same candy bar, exactly the same candy bar. It's still Hershey, for like $1.79. the same bar. And so I went in the air and said, how can the mother load, I mean, you'd expect Duane Reade to charge more for it than Hershey Store because it's a Hershey's product, right? And project as well. And so I went on the air and said, how could that be? And somebody from Hershey's, because Hershey, Pennsylvania, sometimes I guess hears my program called and said, Brown, here's the deal. The stores can cut the price of anything they want, but we can't undercut our, as a supplier, we can't undercut our customers. So that was, which I thought was a perfectly reasonable explanation. But at least I got one. But I don't know. Did you know that the biggest store now is Amazon? The biggest hotel reservations is Expedia,
Airbnb?
I think. The biggest reservation for Airbnb is not really hotel reservations, but
right,
yeah,
right.
It does. The biggest rental, I think, right now is Airbnb. The biggest hotel, I think, is Expedia. The point is the internet has changed everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we know that it's changed how we communicate. We know it's changed how we see the news and the world, but it's changing retail. I mean, we know it's changed television. We know it's changed radio. You cannot, but I probably have as many people who listen to me on podcasts as I do listen to me live. And that includes the delayed broadcast, because some stations carry me live and some delay me. But let me put it this way. As many people listen on the podcast, probably, as listen on the radio. A radio. Which, I mean, I've had the experience of being delayed for so long, where half my, depending on what time I was on and stations, they change the format or I change when I'm on or whatever. So I've always, as if I ever give the time, which I don't, I would not give the hour, I would just give the minute, because the minute's not going to change unless some producer somewhere or some engineer somewhere has really made a major mistake. But that we can't deal with. But I really tend not to do day of the week or time. I talk a little bit about the weather, but I usually look at the map before and make sure that it's pretty generic. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to talk about how warm and sunny it is if it's snowing in most of the country. So, okay, today is Kiss and Makeup Day. Is there anybody you need to kiss and make up with?
No, not really.
I'll tell you what, if there's somebody that you need to kiss and make up with and you want to make it, you can put it on the podcast, call me. It's Banana Split Day. Get it, split, and make up. Secondhand Wardrobe Day, which has got my name written all over it. Whiskey Sour Day, not so much. And Thoughtful Thursday. I'll tell you about Thursday when we come back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. All right, today in history, I just love the idea that it's both Kiss and Makeup Day and Banana Split Day. I don't know. And Whiskey Sour. It seems to me today is sending messages, but I was going to tell you about Thursday. Okay. I've told the story before, but it seems, first of all, we've got new listeners. A bunch of years ago, before we had cell phones, it was before we had cell phones, we had answering machines, right? So you'd call in from a payphone and check for your messages. And given the fact that I was either on the air, a psychologist, or both, I needed to check in fairly frequently because someone would say, can you do this TV show tonight, or when I was a therapist, you're basically, when I was on call, I carried a beeper, and I swear to you, I could tell you just before it was going to go off, which was probably true, because it probably vibrated. But anyway, so I was going to a payphone, and checked it for messages, and there were a couple I had to return, and I'm kind of, I'm pawing through my pocketbook to find a quarter, and the guy behind me says, here, you need a quarter? And so I put a quarter in the phone, thanked him greatly. And then I said, do another one, give me another quarter. And he wasn't being unpleasant, hitting on me, he just gave me a quarter. And I thanked her profusely. And then a couple of hours later, I had to check in again. And the woman in front of me was, you know, pawing through her pocketbook to try and find a quarter. And by then, I'd gone to someplace, probably, you know, Duane Reed, and gotten some quarters. And so I said, here's a quarter. And she said, oh, that's so nice of you. And I told the story on the air, and I said, from now on, we're going to make one, I think it was the last Thursday of the month, do something nice for someone day. And the idea being that in the case of the guy who started it all, he wasn't asking anything of me. He was just being nice. He wasn't asking me to pay it back. He wasn't, you know, it was just a nice thing for him to do. And I was doing the same thing with the next woman because he'd already done it for me. And so what we would do is have people do something nice for somebody and then call and tell me about it. And I sort of stopped the tradition, but I still think it's worth reviving. Just one day a week, or one day a month. One day a week is not bad, it's probably a bit excessive. But one day a month, you can make the last Thursday of the month if you want, to just do something nice for somebody where you don't expect anything in return. There's whether they're grateful or not doesn't make any difference. You're just doing it. And it, first of all, it makes the world a better place. Second of all, it makes you feel more connected to the world. It's just a nice thing to do. So that's my Thursday story. That's my thoughtful Thursday story. Okay, on this day in history, I love this. Here's what it says. I have to read you this. In 766, before any of us were born, Emperor Constantine V humiliates 19 high-ranking officials after discovering a plot against him. He executes the leaders. They apparently, in 766, had a slightly different version of humiliation than we do today. Humiliating somebody is defriending them on Facebook. Unfriending them, right? Not executing them. I just thought it was really interesting how times have changed. My guess is that times didn't change. Somebody just was a little careless about his verbs. On this day in 1630, Portuguese forces are defeated by the Kingdom of Kandy. The reason I like that is just because of the name. In Sri Lanka, wouldn't you like to be from the Kingdom of Kandy? It's actually spelled with a K. On this day in 1758, Frederick II of Prussia, God forbid should be confused with the first, defeats the Russian army at the Battle of Zorndorf. On this day in 1912, the Kuomintang, the Chinese Nationalist Party, is founded. I remember having to learn about that in history. On this day in 1914, in World War I, this is really a sad day. This is one that is in all the documentaries and all the movies. The German army deliberately destroyed hundreds of thousands of irreplaceable volumes of Gothic and Renaissance manuscripts. Just say this book burning.
Awful.
Yeah, it's really stomach turning when you think about it. I mean, but it's not. I mean, they did it when they sacked Alexandria too, the library at Alexandria. Not yeah. The Germans, but I mean, the book burning is just right now. If somebody tried to burn books today, nobody would care. They've got Kindles, right?
Right.
Although not completely true. Not everything's
digitally
on Kindle.
Saved.
And the manuscripts, the original, the annotated, the illuminated, the beautiful stuff. We talked about this was the week that the Gutenberg Bible was printed for the first time. And what a huge step forward that was. And people burn them. There's the Gutenberg Bible. It's not the original one, but I think it's one of the first, like, 10 or something. I think it's the Smithsonian. I've seen one. They're really gorgeous. They're under glass. In 1916, the Park Service was created on this day, at the end of the summer, so that nobody had to deal with them for a whole year. The only reason I sort of wanted to talk about this is there was an earthquake in 1933 that killed 9,000 people. For me, I mean, it's a horrifying thought, 9,000 people. But it also reminds us that Mother Nature does her thing. And there, to my knowledge, there have been earthquakes that have been this destructive in a while. And part of it is we're building better housing, and we are not quite so precipitous about where we build, and they're building codes. But to sort of remind us that I saw a documentary about water, and this woman says, I hate to tell you this, but 75%, between 70 and 75% of the water in the United States, in any country, but certainly in the United States, is used for farming. So no matter what, about 10% of an urban population is water use. So the idea of conserving water by, if it's yellow, it's mellow, if it's brown, flush it down, not watering your lawn, makes sense because there's, when there's a drought, because there's not much to go around, but it doesn't really impact the problem except for a small percentage because of that 10% of the water usage. You know, what change by, and I agree, I don't think we waste water. There's no reason to waste it even when there's not a drought. And I don't run the water when I'm brushing my teeth and yada yada. But still, the perspective is, let's look at what's really going on. And about 10% of the water loss is either seepage or evaporation, because they tend to build water, like the Hoover Dam, in really warm areas. On this day in 1944, Paris is liberated by the Allies, vive la France. So you can see it's a really mixed day. The House Un-American Activities Committee holds its first ever televised congressional hearing. President Truman, on this day in 1950, orders the Army to seize control of the nation's railroads to avoid a strike. Very controversial. He was a guy, though. I think he's an underrated president. He had to make a lot of really hard decisions. And right or wrong, he made them. And I think most people in retrospect think they were right. George Lincoln Rockwell was assassinated. He was a neo-Nazi in the United States. And the reason I know about it, he was assassinated on this day in 1967. In 1966, when I was a freshman at Rice, I actually had him come and speak, which was considered very controversial at the time, because I said that you should know your friends, but you should know your enemies better. So I actually met him. Not a great guy, but not that we don't assassinate people because we don't like what they say. On this day in 1980s, Zimbabwe joins the United Nations, which is one of the cooler names of a country. Believe it or not, on this day in 1981, Voyager 2 makes its closest approach to Saturn. On the same day in 1989, Voyager 2 makes its closest approach to Neptune. And they've now found a planet that they think is bigger than Jupiter. What do you know? On this day in 1991, pretty recent, folks, 25 years ago, Belarus declares its independence from the USSR. And Voyager 1 spacecraft on this day enters interstellar space to become the first man-made object to do so. So you can see that NASA believes in this day in history, right? I read an essay yesterday by someone who said, why should we study history? And, you know, there's the quote that says, people who don't study history, who don't learn the lessons of history, are bound to repeat the mistakes. And they use the example of, in the 60s, of doing an election with computer cards. And so they had Chad problems years before the presidential one. 855-993-7569. Hang on, Robert. You'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Dr. Joy Brown. I have a question for you in reference to relationships.
Okay.
I am a 36-year-old gay guy, and I met this guy about maybe last September. I lived in Washington. He lived in Dallas. And for a few months, things were going great between us. He did tell me in the beginning that he just wanted a friendship because he just ended a 20-year relationship last year.
Robert, let me stop you for just a second. So you met online?
Actually, we did. We met online. Yes, we did.
I don't think that's any problem. It's just that long distance can create some real problems. But go ahead.
This is true. Right. Okay, so during the time he and I met, I decided that I was going to probably move down to Dallas where he lives because of the company that I work for and the job stability that, that's available for me in Dallas.
Great. So you could move and already and have a job.
Right, exactly. So that's exactly what I did. I moved to Dallas back in May. Now, between January and May, he and I did not have any contact. okay. So, which is fine. You know, I guess he, you know, wasn't interested anymore. And I said, okay, fine.
Well, wait a minute. Let me stop you for just a second. Let me back up here. You just skipped over, it seems to me, a potentially relevant detail, which is what happened before January? I get from January to May, no contact, but what had happened before that?
Okay, well, what happened before January pretty much was he told me he was coming to D.C. to a football game.
Okay.
And he didn't tell me exactly when he was coming. So I sent him a message, that, you know, during the time that he was in D.C., and he never responded. Well, I went to work the following day. And
how long had you been in contact when all this happened?
He and I were in contact together for about maybe almost 4 months at this point.
How often were you, you hadn't met each other, you were what, online, did you talk on the phone? Give me a little bit more information about.
Oh, no, okay, so he and I, we did meet. We actually met last September. So we met last September, and we spent time together between September, October, and December. Around
how often?
Months.
All right, how much time? All right, how much time did you spend once you met?
Not much time. Pretty much, like, maybe for maybe a day or so, and that's pretty much about it.
Okay, so did you go part of the time to him and he came part of the time to you, or what? Just fill me in a little bit about what actually happened. I mean, how it actually worked.
Okay, so pretty much I work for the airlines. So
okay, well, that makes
actually
a little more sense. All right, listen, right. When in doubt, tell me details that may be valuable. All right, so you went to him.
Right, pretty much. I went to him because I had a few layovers in the Dallas area, and then maybe one time I came down on a day off to visit. So we actually met physically, yes.
Okay, and so you were speaking of physicality, were you sexual with each other?
We were, yes.
Okay.
We were intimate, right, so, I will say that. We were intimate.
Okay, so 3 months of how many times would you say that you actually you spent like 3 or 4 days with each other? How many days would you say total you spent in those 3 months with each other?
I'm gonna say 4.
Okay.
4 days.
4 days total.
Pretty much, yes. We met.
That's not much.
No,
okay.
It's not. No,
all right.
It's not much. So, in December, he came to D.C. for a football game, and I sent him a message during the time he was in town, and he didn't respond. And then when I went to work the next day, I pretty much ran into him. He didn't
see
me when I saw
him. What? He was flying on your flight?
Well, pretty much he was. He came for a football game, and then
I got that. I got that. And so he just you happened to be working the flight that he was flying back to Washington on.
It was actually security. I was on my way to work in Washington, and he was standing in line of security.
Yikes! That's the universe sort of playing with you, isn't it?
Right. So
he must have swallowed his tongue. Right?
Well, I'm going to go. The story gets better. So
wow.
He didn't see me because where flight attendants and pilots go through security is a
different.
Completely different line.
Yeah, got it.
So,
got it.
Right, so he didn't see me, and I was almost late for work, so I didn't really have time to wait for him. So when I landed at my
Was he with somebody else, or could you tell?
He was with someone else. He
yeah.
was. And, yeah. I sent him a message when I arrived at my destination, and I told him, I said, you know,
Hello.
Right. You know, I said to him, you look pretty handsome this morning, you know, standing in security. I would have spoken to you, but unfortunately, I have to get to the plane. But it would have been nice to hear from you. I'm glad you had a good time and safe travels. And then after that situation, Dr. Joy Brown, things kind of just went downhill after that.
Oh, honey, it was downhill before that.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Let's see what you had here. I mean, is he older than you are?
17 years older.
Okay. Darling, because I really want you to understand what happened here so it doesn't turn you off of dating forever. or even the internet forever. Mm-hmm. But for you made all the effort, with one exception. It was sexual. It literally didn't. It cost him maybe a dinner occasionally. I mean, you made your. If you're going to be involved in a long distance relationship, it's really important to not be sexual too soon, because otherwise, what you become is an escort service, right?
Okay.
Without getting paid for it. So.
Right.
Long distance is always fantasy. I think the fact that you work for the airlines, if you hadn't worked for the airlines, this would have gone, it probably either would have fizzled out or been a completely different relationship much earlier, because it would have been much more difficult for the two of you to get together. And
absolutely.
And you would have taken a bit more slowly, and he would have had to decide where he was, and you would have known much earlier that he was either interested or not interested. And I think he was interested in you, but you made it really easy for him, and he obviously was with somebody else, which is why he didn't call you, because when he knew that you were going to come, he could clear his, you know, his calendar. It was only once a month, and so he could just, and which means he probably had somebody that was seeing pretty regularly, that because he flew them to the football game, or they flew him, but it was more likely he probably flew them. And you were convenient. You don't want to make yourself convenient. Hang on, and we'll talk about this a little bit more. Can you hang on with me for a little bit?
Sure, please, yes. Definitely.
Okay. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.